What a song. A big one there from ABBA and SOS. 12 minutes after 3 o'clock. Hello, it's our Afternoon Express with Eva and Evan. I want to thank you for joining us here. We do have that frost warning in effect tonight. Keep that in mind tonight and Thursday as well. You may have heard me mention several times about Tapestry at Village Gate West, located in a lovely area of Etobicoke near the village of Islington. It really is a premier active aging community, offering its residents so many, you know, wonderful programs and amenities. I've talked about those as well. But instead of me talking about them, right, we have brought in Lisa Holland, sales manager at Tapestry Village Gate West. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Thank you so much.
This is great. Let us start, I think, with just like a bit of an overview for those who aren't familiar about Tapestry. What is Tapestry and what is your main objective?
So Tapestry is an independent, active aging senior living community. So like you said, we're located right in Etobicoke, very convenient, right off of Bloor Street, close to the subway. So very beautiful neighborhood to live in.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. And I'm just going to chime in here because I live right around the corner from Tapestry.
Yes.
And it really is a dynamic setting. And it's so easy for folks to come out of the Tapestry. And Lisa, I tell you, I see them walking along. They can walk to the plaza. They can
nice.
Walk to restaurants. They can walk to gardens. It's very easy for them.
Absolutely. Really flexible being able to do that just right outside of your door. And then as well, all of the services that we have, like our shuttle bus and our town car, as well to get you around.
Okay, let's expand on those services though right now, because I've talked about it, but I want specifics from you. Let's talk about, I want you to cover the suites, the full service restaurant and pub, the activities. Give
Absolutely.
Us some.
Absolutely. So what makes us really stand out and how we are so unique, especially in this day and age, is that all of our suites have full kitchens in them. So we give you the flexibility to be able to make your own meals when you do want to, but then also have the luxury of being able to dine in our full service restaurant or pub. Mm-hmm. So all of those options that you have, so you can curate how you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. And what about things like you have a thermal warm water pool. I love that part.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the activities, some of the activities that the residents can take part in.
So one of our main pillars of focus is wellness. So something that we do with each and every resident who moves in is that we do a whole physical wellness assessment with them. So it's not just being physical and being active and on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. It's also about social engagement. And so activities and everything that we have in place so that you can continue to live a happy, fulfilled and engaged life.
And that's the great thing, because as I say, you know, I see the Tapestry vehicles around, so I know that they're keeping the residents very, very busy. And it's really wonderful to see, because it makes a huge difference, doesn't it, Lisa? Yeah.
For sure. And it's not only just staff who makes those activities happen. It's the residents themselves who take that upon them to develop all of these activities and participate in things that they want to continue to do.
I know Tapestry is very proud of many things that they offer, Lisa, but in particular, expand on this Beacon Award, because once again, you can walk proud and tall and say, we've won again. Tell us about that.
Oh, we're flattering ourselves here, but this is good. So the
yes.
Beacon Award, it's sponsored by the International Council on Active Aging and New Step. So it's really important and something that we hold in such a high regard, because it takes into account the top 25 wellness communities in North America. So it's not just Canada, it's not just the US, it's North America as a whole. And so the communities that are recognized are recognized because they make sure that their residents live healthier, more engaged, active lives.
Wow. Well, just expand, wellness is what? Wellness is like not just a physical thing, is it?
Definitely not. So something that we really pride ourselves on is our focus on the seven dimensions of wellness.
Okay.
So it's not just physical, it's mental, it's spiritual, occupational, so many other things, just to make sure that we are helping individuals remain independent so nice. They can pursue their purpose and their passion.
And, you know, I find, Lisa, that at Tapestry, not only do you welcome them when they're in Tapestry, mm-hmm. but you help them move in.
That's one of the yeah. best services, I think, that we absolutely offer. Mm-hmm. So our move-in coordinator, she is a Wonder Woman, what she can do. So she will actually help people go to their house, do a whole floor plan layout, and for them to move in, coordinate the entire move, and put everything away. So that means cutlery in the drawer.
Wow.
Pictures,
wow.
Pictures on the wall. Your clothes
and your radio working so you can tune into Zoomer Radio, right? All of that.
You can have that on and you can watch her work.
See, this is what is very, very important.
This is wonderful. And I'm getting ideas. I'm going, well, maybe I could just have her come over and just, you know, just move some things around for
me. I think moving can be, we all know it can be a huge hassle.
Very stressful.
This is a very nice bonus that Tapestry offers. Tell us, I don't want to run out of time. I want to cover the spring tune-up event. What is that?
So on Friday, May 13th, we're going to be hosting an event right at Tapestry. And so we're going to have our in-house wellness experts, as well as some residents. And we're encouraging everyone to come in just to have a look and actually speak with the residents themselves and, of course, have some food and enjoy everything, all of the amenities that we have, but really just to learn more about what Tapestry is and to have that experience.
Wow. What would you say to someone listening right now, one of our Zoomer listeners, who's just not sure that this retirement thing, they're just not ready? What would you encourage them to do?
I think the best thing that anyone can do if they're starting off on this transition is to really just come in to experience what the community is. A lot of times we have something in our minds about what it is, but when you actually physically go in and get to experience, speak with a resident, have something to eat, it really changes your mindset on it.
Yeah, you have to actually see this thing up front. You can't hear me talking about it or even you talking about it, Lisa. You have to be there in person.
And
I like
experience
that.
Experience it.
Very much so. We've been chatting with Lisa Holland, sales manager at Tapestry at Village Gate West. Wonderful location. And you know, because Evan's just across the street there, for goodness sakes. I didn't
even
know that.
I'm looking, I've got binoculars going, geez, I wish
I be careful for the man in binoculars. You don't want to be talking about that on air.
Look, they've got a pub.
All right. If you'd like to arrange a tour, a personal tour, Lisa would love to chat with you, see firsthand all they have to offer. You can get details at discovertapestry.com. Please mark May 13th on your calendar. Tapestry is hosting like this spring event. And they can come out, Lisa, tour the location and check out and see the programs and amenities, right?
Absolutely. You can even come for a dip in the pool.
I love this. Bring your bathing. You need to. By the way, no skinny dipping allowed there, right?
Oh, shucks.
Okay. All right. Bring the bathing suit. But yes, it sounds like a wonderful time to get out there and see everything that Tapestry has to offer. Thank you so much, Lisa. Their website again, discovertapestry.com. Let's get you updated on your drive now with Skywards.
Heading out on the East 401 this afternoon at Dixon and Martin Grove at 1.3, left lanes were blocked off, and this was all due to a spill and cleanup and work.